people in glass houses should not throw stones, Liza, or rocks, whatever it is. I'm not really sure, but we're going to be talking about all of that and more on the Younger After Show, so stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzzers. Thank you so much for tuning into the Younger After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. I am your host, Sam Davidson, and it's just me and T-Swift tonight.
It is indeed. Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Taylor Gates.
T-Gates, T-Swift, you know.
Same difference.
Fine. Same difference. We are going to be talking all about Caitlyn's new creepy boyfriend, Diana and Enzo's mother's cat bite, and Josh's broken heart. We miss our two other girls very much.
Yes.
Allison, so hi. Hopefully we will see them next week. Overall thoughts of this episode, Taylor?
I really like this episode. I thought that we got some more good Josh. We haven't seen him, like, actually have a real storyline in a while, I feel like. So it was nice to see him again. And I liked Caitlyn's storyline. I've liked Caitlyn's storylines this season, though. I think they've been kind of fun, and she's kind of crazy, which I enjoy.
She is. I mean, what else would you expect? Everyone thinks Liza's so normal, and she pretends to be so sweet, but she's just a lying 40-some-year-old pretender.
She is.
I don't know. Sorry. I love you, Liza, but also, you're a Liza. But before we get to her, we, of course, have Diana and Enzo. I'm liking this. I'm kind of feeling like this could be a long-term thing, do you think?
Me too. Can you just, like, imagine how crazy their wedding would be?
Yes, I could.
I kind of really want to see it now.
Ooh, and Lauren should plan it.
Okay, yes. I'm so here for that.
That would be amazing.
That would be such a lit wedding. Like, I want to go and just eat, like, so much good Italian food.
Oh, God. I know. Me too. So, Diana is leaving early at Enzo's house to get back to the city so she doesn't run into his mother. I still can't believe that she is okay with this and has been okay with this for as long as she has been. I mean, I don't even know if I would be okay with it.
Yeah, I guess she's willing to look past it because Enzo is just such a good guy and he really does love her so much. I think she's willing to kind of make some exceptions. I think she has high standards, but, you know, it's true love.
But why can't he just go to her place? I mean, why do they need to stay in the house with his mother?
I think she's still scared of people being in her place, though.
I was going to say that. I think that she has PTSD from people just camping out. So as she tries to escape, Enzo's mom stops her to talk about a dinner. And I was like, of course, Diana's going to pick it up. I mean, I don't know. I think I'd bring two or I'd try. I'd have a backup.
Yeah.
A backup lasagna friends.
Honestly, I was a little bit surprised that, like, Diana was even scared of her, though, because I feel like Diana's not scared of anybody. You know what I mean?
But it's not, I don't think she's scared. It's just annoying and unpleasant, you know?
That's true.
You don't really want to deal with that. He has a very large family, super fun scene, though, with Diana and his mom in the kitchen with, what was it? Eels.
Yes. They're alive. It's fine.
Yeah, I loved that. And then the mom is just waiting for something to kind of that she can pick on with her. And they get in a very big fight in front of everybody. And do you think the stuff that Diana said to her was warranted?
Yeah, I mean, she threw it back. She fought fire with fire. Like, her mom or his mom was so rude to her. Like, what did she say? Something about, like, you're not good enough for my son and you should be, like, taking care of him. And I'm like, she has this crazy high-powered job. Like, she needs to take care of herself and, like,
he needs to take care of himself.
He needs to take care of himself. Like, she's busy working all day. She can't just, like, learn to cook all day. Come on, man.
I know. That's what delivery is.
Exactly.
Poor Postmates, Grubhub.
And she can afford it, okay?
She can afford it. They don't need to be there. So
she's taking the ferry more now, too. They have some extra cash lying around.
I mean, I like that. It reminds me of Sex and the City because they would take the ferry sometimes. And, you know, she's kind of getting in with the nature.
Yeah. And she, you know, that she did it just so, like, she could kind of bond with Enzo about it, which I thought was really sweet.
Yeah, and I thought that she had taken it too far. I mean, I don't think she was wrong. I just thought he was going to think she took it too far.
Mm.
But he chased after her. How did he get on the ferry and her not notice
that
he was right behind her?
I thought that was kind of crazy. I kind of wish he would have told off his mom, though, like, with her standing there. You know what I mean? I guess maybe he did when she left. She kind of just left too soon. But I kind of wish we would have gotten that.
Yeah.
Like, stand up for your lady, you know?
I agree. Well, there's another lady that has come back into town. Caitlin.
Oh my gosh.
Oh God.
Love me some Caitlin.
She's just a hot mess. Josh has his big launch party. I don't really understand what's new about his place besides the fact that he just renewed his lease for a really long time, but it doesn't make it a different place.
No, but I think he like redecorated. Like I think he redid the floors and like had some of the decor different. Because I think last time we saw it was pretty sort of plain, a little run down, and now it like looks kind of more elaborate and elegant.
Yeah, it does. Why? Because he was like, I'll renew the lease, but you got to give me a new floor. Or he just, I don't know. It's kind of random to me.
Well, I did like that they had this be a storyline, though, because if you remember a couple episodes ago, Liza thought he was leaving because the sign was coming down and he was just getting a new sign. So it's kind of cool that they continued that and like actually made it turn into something, you know, kind of substantial. I thought that was like cool continuity.
Yeah, I did too. And a little weird him and Caitlin talk over Insta and like no one tells Liza, but whatever.
I was worried for one hot second that they were dating or something. I was like, do not do this to me. That's way too weird. I'm so glad they didn't go there.
Yeah, sorry. This isn't Unreal. They don't ruin your favorite TV show.
Whoa, that's some shade.
Sorry.
But like, I mean, they got cozy. And maybe it's like a Big Brother type thing.
Daddy.
I feel like it's not. I think that that's
I mean,
too
with
weird.
Caitlin's daddy issues, she's like, this is the perfect daddy for
honestly
me.
Honestly, true.
I mean, it worries me. But I think her taste is a bit older. Like her.
Bit.
I mean, the guy even kind of looked like her father.
Yeah, that was odd.
It was odd. And of course, Sutton. Liza's horrified.
She's so funny. Like, her as a mom cracks me up. Like, her facial expressions are so, like, perfect, I feel like.
Well, and as much as Caitlin annoys me, I like seeing Liza as a mother because she's different and not so phony. I feel like Liza around Charles, too, which we'll get to, but she's phony to me. She isn't her normal, relaxed self. She's something that she thinks he wants her to be. I don't know.
I feel like she just wants to kind of impress him in a way. I don't think that she's phony necessarily. I think that's just like a different sort of side of her. Like, she was really playful with Josh. But her and Charles' relationship is kind of more sophisticated and mature. And it kind of brings out that more like taste for the, you know, arts and stuff when she's with Charles.
Sounds boring as hell.
I like it. I think it's sexy.
Well, I think you should be able to be goofy and not phony around your significant other.
They went to the carousel. Okay, that was fun.
Yeah, let's act like we're babies. That's not weird either.
Sam, you're so judgy tonight.
I really
down.
Am. I know. It's been a day, guys.
Relax.
Well, I'm going to be judgy with Caitlin a little bit. She's going to a wedding with this dude, Greg. And he then he tells her to leave because they're keeping it a secret. And then she goes home to Liza and Maggie's apartment. And I did not remember that Caitlin didn't know what she's been doing at work.
I remembered. I liked that we got that reveal.
I was like, wait, you can't really be trying to tell me that Caitlin had no idea that's why her mom has a job in publishing. She just so happened to be dating a 27-year-old.
Honestly, it makes sense to me. I feel like Caitlin's too selfish to ask questions about anyone else.
That's true.
Like, I feel like she just doesn't care. And her reaction was so perfect. She's like, LOL, people believe you're 27. Have they seen you in the daylight? Like, that's savage, but also such a daughtery thing to say.
Yeah. And it was nice. It's nice to get Maggie there, too. It's just kind of like family.
Yes, you can tell she's like her aunt. Like, yes. I love that little relationship right there.
Well, speaking of family, us at AfterBuzz here are a family, and we have so many other awesome after shows that Taylor's going to tell you about.
Yes, AfterBuzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We were asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that is tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel, and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes, and tune into all of our other shows. We all are on a bunch.
And this is about to come to an end in a few episodes, and we want to still talk to you and see you, so yes, make sure to do that.
Please, please do. So more about Josh and Liza at this launch party. Kelsey and Lauren gave a really nice toast. At first, I was like, why are they talking? And I go, oh, they all live together. Okay, it's fine. And then instead of thanking anybody else, Josh thanks Liza, and she's just biting her tongue the whole time. Like, crap, he's going to be so pissed when he finds out about Charles.
Yeah, I thought it was sweet that he did, but at the same time, you can just tell he has not even started to move on from her, and it's kind of devastating.
No, Claire who?
Claire, she was just a little blip. Like, she did not matter whatsoever.
She sucked, though.
She did suck, so, like, I'm glad she's gone, but...
Well, he goes with her just very naturally on, you know, the brunch with her and Caitlin and Greg, and is just helping her. And that's what a partner should and needs to do. And that is what Liza needs in her life right now. Support. Someone that can be her partner side by side.
Although I think that Josh definitely did go for Liza, but I think he went for Caitlin too. Like, they are close. Like, I think they're friends. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they are, but...
And Caitlin, like, requested him, specifically.
Well, because she likes him, because she wants him to be her daddy.
Please never say that again. So creepy. Especially with this episode and her storyline.
I think he's too young to be her daddy, so it's just... It's gonna be okay. Do you think that Josh's reaction to the Charles news was... Did it break your heart? Did you think, whoa, dude, you aren't even dating her, it's none of your business?
I understood it. It wasn't unexpected for me. I was like, yeah, this makes sense that this would be his reaction, because he did, like, he was always so honest and, like, so proud to be, you know, with her. And so I think that it's, like, kind of how Liza felt about the Caitlin situation. He was like, you deserve better than that. You shouldn't have someone, you know, keeping you in secret. And, like, she told him that nothing was going on. And then, like, they have a lot of history, those two. So I think that those three. So the fact that it's Charles, of all people, is, like, rubbing salt in the wound for Josh.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, at first I thought him removing the tattoo was so traumatic, but I get it. He's so pissed. That was kind of his Achilles heel.
Yeah.
The whole Charles thing.
That was so sad. I'm glad that they had that storyline, like, brought up again at the beginning of this, because I did kind of forget about it.
I mean, that
was a while ago. Do you think he and Sky are gonna hook up eventually?
Yeah, probably. But yeah, It'll probably be, you know, just the typical meaningless, crazy tattoo parlor sex.
She seems chill, though.
Yeah.
She seems nice already, you know? But, I mean, she seems more normal than Claire.
No one is good enough for him. And that's true. I don't even think Liza is good enough for him.
Do you think you're good enough for him?
Yes, I do. I think.
Right in.
Oh, God. The fictional Josh is the one that I really, really want. Let's talk about Charles this episode, because he was kind of a jerk. Did you think so?
Sort of.
He kind of acted like a high school boy that is, like, not playing the field, that he cares about you but isn't, you know, ready to commit but wants his cake and wants to eat it as well.
To be fair, though, like, I understand where Charles is coming from. Like, this would affect him a lot in his job, I think, if this came out. Like, the fact, because everyone still thinks that she's 27, like...
It's true.
Thinking that you're dating a 27-year-old, like, assistant in your office, that's going to hurt his reputation a lot professionally. Not to say that it wouldn't necessarily hurt hers as well, because there's a lot of stigma attached, but I think that would be pretty bad if people...
You're really right, actually. I have changed my mind.
Thank you. I aim to persuade. I'm Team Charles, guys.
Well, I mean, Liza's so stupid. I mean, that was such a, all of a sudden, one day she sees him Instagramming with that other woman, Quinn. And, you know, they would make a good couple.
He and Quinn?
I mean, as on paper.
Yeah, but, like, what was he supposed to do in that situation? You know what I mean? Like, she was the one Instagramming. He was kind of just going along with it. He wasn't necessarily flirting back. He just wasn't...
Yeah,
I don't know. Like, I don't think he necessarily was in the wrong, like, in that respect.
But, okay, so let's say I had a boyfriend and we were supposed to be exclusive, though, and then some girl posts on her Instagram that's clearly flirting with him, and he's just sitting in the background going, okay, okay, but he's not moving. He's still there, and he's laughing a little bit like he's enjoying it. I would think that would piss me off, but he also was trying to woo her for the company.
Yeah.
Which I didn't understand this addition at the end, that all of a sudden she's...
Yeah, I thought that was strange, too, and I don't think that's necessarily all the way true, because... I mean, even if she is, you know, an investor trying to give it the company, she still definitely has a crush on him.
Yes, and he knew that, too, going in, because right. Liza told him about the conversation that she had with her, with Kelsey, so...
Right.
I don't know, guys. I do think it was dramatic of Liza. I'm not sure what she expected out of this relationship so quickly. It was dramatic to end it.
I think it was just because... She finally realized that she, like, I think this whole episode was about her realizing that she was kind of being a hypocrite in so many ways. Mm-hmm. I mean, she tells, you know, Caitlin that she deserves better, and telling everyone that they deserve better. But when she looks at herself, she's realizing that she's not telling herself that.
Yeah.
And it's kind of not, like, being the best example. I think that's, like, the main thing. She's not leading a good example for her daughter.
Yeah, I mean, I think at the end of the day, that's just never been good timing for Charles and Liza. And I feel like, unfortunately, by the end of the show, I switch at who I want her with all the time, but by the end of the show... Something with Josh will have run its course, and now it'll finally be, like, she'll be out in the open with her age, with a book or something, and he'll be in a position that he can be with her, and then it'll, like, end with them together, but it's just not the right time.
I agree. I'm torn on the last scene as well, because I do really understand where Charles is coming from. You know what I mean? Like, I get why he feels like it needs to be a secret. Liza did agree to keep it a secret before. She's kind of springing it on him. But at the same time, I'm like, good for you. Like, good for you saying exactly what you want and kind of holding firm and not just, like, going along with it just so because you're, like, afraid of losing him. Like, I see both sides to it.
Yeah. I don't know. Let us know what you guys think. I know we have the chat open. Yeah. And it seems like they perhaps are donezo, but her and Josh seem donezo as well. You know, once you remove a tattoo from your body, then it's over forever.
Or cover it up or whatever.
Yeah, what's he going to put, like, bitch or something? To turn the dragon into, like, a big D?
How do you turn a dragon into something else? Like, I don't know how like, that works.
I don't know. I just thought of something really weird to say. I'm not going to say it, guys, okay? Our special segment of the week is our Youngerism. There were a couple really, really good ones this week. I know you had one specifically, so
yes,
you can go first.
I absolutely loved when Liza was like, he's your father's age. And Caitlin goes, no, Greg's younger than Dad. I checked.
Exactly.
I checked.
Daddy. Daddy issues.
Oh my gosh.
So I loved the lines with Diana and Enzo's mom regarding the eel. Diana says, these are alive, and Enzo's mom goes, but chilled. That keeps their hearts beating slow. One whack will fix that. I loved that.
She's so hardcore.
I knew. At the end of the day, we're going to find out they have a lot in common and probably,
oh, for sure.
You know,
I think they'll become besties.
Come together. We have a teeny bit of news and gossip
to
just drop on you guys this week.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. AfterBuzz TV News. So first of all, today is Peter Herman, a.k.a. Charles's birthday. So everyone, like, you know, tweet him happy birthday. Send him some love somewhere because he's wonderful.
Give him a laugh dance.
I mean, yeah, that too, if you want.
No, Mariska Hargitay would just kill you.
Yeah, she could beat you up for sure. Mm-hmm. If you've ever seen SVU, you know this. Also, Sutton Foster is going to be performing in Georgia this weekend, August 18th at 8 p.m. at the Sandy Springs Performing Arts Center at City Springs. So if you happen to be in Georgia, go see her. Like, I'm actually really jealous. I think she's coming to Los Angeles.
Like, Georgia's just a state. That's yes. just find her in Georgia, guys.
Listen, okay, Georgia's not that big, right?
I don't know.
It can't be more than 5 or 6 hours. That's just get a hotel or something.
Yes, just drive around looking for Sutton Foster.
I told you it was going to be at the Sandy Springs Performing Arts Center. Sorry. You can Google Maps that.
Yes.
You're acting like I just said she was performing in the U.S. or something. What next if I just year. That wasn't that generic.
What if I won $1 million and I was like, I have a gift for you. I'm going to fly you out to Georgia to whatever.
I would happily go.
Okay. Well, next time.
Thank you so much. I think she's coming to L.A. next April.
Oh, we should go together. That would be really fun.
If I don't get to go behind the stage, what's the point?
Yeah, I'll get you there.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'll just talk my way up. You're the realist. It'll be fine. And we'll keep you guys posted on that.
Yeah, we will.
Predictions for next week or the next two episodes, because there's only two left.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay, I feel like some stuff's going to go down with Quinn for some reason. I feel like there's going to be drama there, whether mm-hmm. it's, you know, fighting over Charles, something with her book. I don't know. I just think Laura Van Andy would be such a good, like, villain. Yes. Like, she's got, like, the dark makeup and, like, the dark clothes. And I think she's just, like, a phenomenal actress. So, I don't know. Something about it just, like, screams that drama's going to pop up.
Oh, yeah. Especially now that Charles is single.
Yeah. Oh.
I don't know.
We got some, tear-filled Kelsey in the promo, too.
Yes. It was light Kelsey this episode, which I'm kind of grateful about. She was getting on my nerves. But I missed her, also.
That's going to change soon, because we also saw in the promo Zane punching Jake in the face.
Yes, we did. I thought, this is so stupid. I watched it so fast, the promo. I thought that he was somehow punching Josh, and I was like, he's got the wrong guy.
I thought it was Charles for a second. I'm like, wait, that can't be true. And so I rewinded. I was like, maybe it is Josh?
No, I think you're right.
It would make more sense from what we know right now.
Yes.
That it would be Jake.
Yeah.
Honestly, Jake pretty much deserves that, though. So
and Liza says something like, I know what can save us all. Something big is going to be coming out.
I think that she's going to, like, maybe threaten to leave again or threaten to expose her secret somehow.
She's going to go work in, like, a men's department store again and be really weird in New
okay,
Jersey
but listen,
mall.
That episode was amazing.
Yeah, it was. It was a big tease, though. Finale. It still took another, like, 2 years for us to even get them together.
But I really loved that episode. It was, like, the first little seed we got of them.
It was. Well, that covers it for this. It. Are there anyone in the chat that was brilliant or kind, hilarious?
Ooh, Billie Jean Girl 24 thinks that Liza should not date. She should stay single. Honestly, that might be good for Liza.
Maybe her and Maggie should get together. I don't know.
I want Maggie to find someone good
for
her.
Yeah, definitely not Malky. Liza.
We didn't see any Malky this episode.
Well, hopefully we'll see all of that in the next two episodes.
Yeah.
Where can everyone find you, Taylor?
You guys can find me on Twitter at @Alphaba_Anne, on Instagram at @Taylor_Gates_. I also host the Sacred Lies After Show every Sunday at 6 p.m. on Facebook Live and Sacred Lies on Facebook Watch. It's like honestly one of the most underrated shows. You guys should definitely check it out.
Awesome. And you guys can find me, Sam Davidson, SamD43, Twitter and Instagram, and SamDavidsonEntertainment.com. We'll see you next week. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.